a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House Transportation Committee will come to order. Everybody, the internet is on. We've got a huge crowd here today, so hold it down. We don't want to interrupt the people who are listening on the internet. Everybody knows not to use their phones or play games while we're here, so want to welcome everyone, and we'll have the secretary call the roll, and we'll start our quick little meeting here.
Representatives Elliott, Ironcloud, Sigisted,
here.
Street, Rosam,
here.
Steele,
here.
Van Gerpen,
here.
Hubble,
here.
Hansen,
here.
Hickey,
here.
Liss,
here.
Nostrup,
here.
And Vercio,
here.
We do have a quorum.
Thank you. Representative Ironcloud is almost on time. It's the first time he's been late all year. I appreciate that. I'd entertain a motion on the minutes. Moved by Hubble, or Rosam, and seconded by Hansen. Yeah, I'm going to have a lot of stirring comments. No, actually, although this is billed as a summer study meeting, and we can talk about that if somebody has a burning issue they'd like to apply for a summer study on. We didn't vote on the minutes. I'm sorry. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, now we'll go back to that. So I'm going to go first. Because of the type of gifts that I get our staff, who is very capable here, I want to thank everybody who's pitched in for that here on the committee. I deliver them to their offices so that I don't know how well accepted some fine bottles of wine would be up here in the committee room. So we put them in their office in case you wonder what we have purchased for them. So they do a great amount of work for us and work very, very hard and are very dedicated, and I personally really, really appreciate all the help and hard work, and I hope you guys do too. So thank you both very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
And then I want to thank everybody on the committee too. You guys have done a yeoman's job. We haven't had a lot of controversy this year except for one bill that some idiot brought on, I think it was HB 111, something like that, something to do with eminent domain. That was my bill. And if I could talk like Arnold Schwarzenegger, I would. It will be back next year. So if you all get the same committee again, hopefully we're all back. Anyway, you're a great bunch of people, and I enjoy working with you. We do have a couple pages here today. So if you guys would like to step up to the microphone there and identify yourselves. And
I'm Allison Stahl, and I'm from Philip.
Philip, all right.
I'm Caitlin Buckles. I'm from Tripp.
And I'm Allison Hosman. I'm from Custer.
Custer, yep. Yeah, home country. Plus, I go through Philip twice a week going back and forth between Hill City and here. So Philip seems almost like home. It's about halfway for me. I look forward to getting to Philip. Okay. We won't be taking up any bills or anything today, but I did want to get through, and I had Mr. Murphy come today to talk about pushing for a summer study for that eminent domain, get everybody together and work on that one more time formally during the summer. There's only going to be a couple of those this year. I don't even know if that'll make the final cut or even anywhere close to the cut. But that would be my suggestion. And Jeremiah, if you'd like to say a few words about it, keep in mind we have to be out of here in about 5 minutes. So, not that you're long-winded or anything.
Except that I am long. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And for the record, my name is Jeremiah Murphy from Rapid City. I'm the registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Stock Growers Association. And if I may indulge myself for a moment, and if I could thank staff, and particularly Dave, who was very helpful to me and to our efforts through the year. Your staff doesn't just support you. They support those of us with issues on this and drafting, and that should be publicly acknowledged. Very briefly, I really do believe we've reached a point that a summer study on this topic of eminent domain and land acquisition for these types of large projects as we discussed this year, that this is now ripe. Not simply because it is an important issue, and it is an important issue, and I think it's growing. What is happening in North Dakota is coming down to South Dakota. Nationally, energy is a growing issue, and it is nationally that these pipelines and coal rail lines serve. But beyond that, if you just look at process, and if you look at the logical progression, several sessions ago, the Secretary of Transportation brought a bill to this committee, and it would have simply struck the railroad portion of the eminent domain law and replaced that with a very modest good faith requirement. And we liked half his bill, half of it we thought should be more robust. We suggested a bill last year that was truly not ready for prime time, and it was decided, let's set that aside and spend some more time on it. Excuse me, it's the last summer at Chairman Virtue's direction and with his he really hosted and is generous with his time and I think with some of his resources brought all the parties together and said let's talk about this and we made great strides in perfecting that bill, I think, and in making it workable to create something that brings a sense of certainty to that process for landowners and railroads. And you gave us a terrific hearing in this committee, and we examined that very closely, and some of you believed we came out of here strong with that bill. And I'm not saying that's necessarily the answer, but with that bill we came out strong. But several of you acknowledged at the time there were things you liked, but it was not ready for prime time. I think we've built up to the point that a summer study is warranted. This really is a critical issue for our state. Energy development is a critical issue for this state, and property rights and that we continue to protect them are critical issues for this state. And I think a summer study is the next logical step in the progression. So I would really urge you, excuse me, and I know these decisions are made further up the line, but to the extent you're asked, because you are the Transportation Committee, on behalf of the stock growers and the others who are involved in this issue, we believe the time is really ripe for this kind of, for an official look at this, and let's bring all the parties to the table over a couple of summer meetings and see what we can come up with to serve and create balance and certainty for both parties. So with that, I thank you very much for your attention and for all your work and help this year. Thanks.
Thank you, Jeremiah. Does anybody object to applying for that? Like I said, I have no idea if we'll even come close to that, but I think those are all valid reasons. That's why I started on this a couple of years ago, to try and get it going. And we're like all things that are very, very complicated. It's going to be a tough battle. It takes a long time sometimes to get these things done. Representative Ironcloud.
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Chair and committee. You know, I would just like to echo what lobbyist Jeremiah had said. You know, I think one thing that's really important is that we're dealing with land, and when we deal with land, we're dealing with a lot of other areas too, and most importantly, water. And when you're talking about energy, you're talking about bringing up oil, you know, and that really is dealing with water. And I just wanted to share briefly what I see is going to happen. We're talking about South Dakota here, and we're talking about agriculture, you know, we're talking about cattle. And one of these days, I believe that the consumer is going to ask, what is your cows drinking, you know? And then when we're doing things like fracking, and we don't really know what really the end result is, and we're doing it because it creates jobs, you know, because in some eyes, it's the right thing to do. I mean, I believe that we're really moving fast, you know. And I think that, you know, this dealing with the land and the water, it's gonna have some short term benefits, but the long term, I think, is gonna have an effect, you know. And when you look at water, you know, water costs more than a gallon of gasoline. And so I think, you know, kind of got moving a little way away from the what we're talking about here, eminent domain, you know, the land. But I think taking everything into consideration, you know, and I think that's a good idea to do a summer study on the land, because we're talking about land, we're talking about people, we're talking about natural resources, and we're basically talking about the livelihood and the future of South Dakota. And when we have things coming in, such as energy consumption. You know, it's going to, I just think it really needs to take a really good look at what's the effects of our decisions and our policies. Thank you.
Thank you. Of course, DENR will be the one that takes a look at all those kinds of issues. But yes, Representative Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think this is a great idea to work on this, because we discovered the deeper we got into this bill, the more corners there were. And every time you turned a corner, it was like it became a maze. So I think it's so critical that we get all of the people at the table that this impacts. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. Having worked with eminent domain, I think any of us that have knows that it's very, very emotional, because you're dealing with people's land. So I would just say, however this works out, because I know you feel so strongly about it, and I would agree that we have an unknown future ahead of us. Let's make sure everybody's at the table so that the unintended consequences aren't there. It's a long, arduous task. I don't want to be on that committee. Well, thank you.
Mr. Chair. If you think it was arduous this way, when we started off with our first meeting, we had, what was it, Jeremiah, 110 entities that we started out with and narrowed it and tried to narrow it down to two or three, and that's interesting. Representative Hubble.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate the prior comments. My comment would be, if we do have this, I do want to be on the committee, because I've been interested in energy. My dad's been a geologist, and so we've had energy conversations since I was a kid. I became a biologist, so I appreciate the biology that Representative Ironclad was talking about. And I'm also a real estate agent, and eminent domain is, you know, something I've studied and really appreciate both sides too. So, you know, I hail what you've done in this bill, but I'd sure like to advance it with you if you can get it forward. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We don't even have to vote on that, do we? Or do we?
Well, you can take a vote and for the committee to do it, but then there's a form that you would need to fill out.
Yeah. Okay.
Would you like a motion?
Sure.
I would make a motion that we proceed with the request for a summer study dealing with eminent domain.
Second.
Moved by Rosen, seconded by Steele. Secretary will call the roll, please.
Representatives, excuse me, Elliott, Ironclad,
aye.
Sigestad,
aye.
Street, Rosen,
aye.
Steele,
aye.
Van Gerpen,
aye.
Hubble,
aye.
Hansen,
aye.
Hickey,
aye.
Liss,
aye.
Nostrup,
aye.
Vercio,
aye.
We had 11 yeas.
Two excused.
Thank you. Then we will proceed with our request. Like I said, I don't know where it'll go. Any other comments before we? Is there any other? Well, I guess I was a little bit remiss there. Are there any other subjects too? Representative Nordstrup?
Comments, Mr. Leader? First, if I may. Just thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Committee Chairman. I would like to be on that committee. If you're making notes, I think this is a critical part of our future, and I would like to be on part of that committee also. If you're making notes for that, thank you.
Representative Nordstrup.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I think as the committee, we also want to thank you for your leadership this year. And we have a card for you, but your intern has it, and she's not here. So I'll have to give you the card another time. But I want to thank you for leading us this year. So thank you.
Well, thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure working with you guys and gals, I'll tell you that. So I've tried to keep it light and try and keep it fun. I don't know how exciting and how fun some transportation issues can be. Probably not very to most people, but if you can't have fun while you're working. We do have to follow some rules, of course, and decorum. But I'm sure that sometimes Dave and Diane are a little bit shocked about the things I forget and things I don't do. But we'll muddle through that. I'll get this filled out and as a committee request, and we'll see what happens. I would entertain a motion to adjourn at this point, then. Moved by Representative Hansen, seconded by Hubble. Ayes. All right. We are adjourned. We have to go next door to caucus.